Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website. It's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And this is radio program number 60, if you're listening by shortwave radio. Today I have my very special guest with me again, my precious wife, Ramsey. And she's back by popular demand. She had a lot of really nice comments from people, really encouraged by the program last week. And I really didn't feel like we got to finish a lot of things that the Lord wanted to speak last week. So we're going to continue sort of part two this week. And the thing that's really been on my mind and on my heart is that relationships right now need to be strengthened. They need to be encouraged because the enemy is out there right now doing an all-out onslaught against relationships because he knows the power that relationships have when they're in unity, and he knows the power that is lost through division. So I just want to let this program just be a word of encouragement to people. And so, Ramsey, thank you for joining us again.
It's great to be here.
You know, one of the things that really came to my mind was when we were first married, our relationship was tested. In many ways, which like all relationships are, because the enemy knows that if he can bring division, or it's like a little seed that's coming out of the ground, if he can stomp that seed that's being sprouted, that's going to be this mighty tree, then he can keep that tree from being grown and developed. And that's what I really feel like initially we had our tests. And one of them came through an unlikely source. There was a girl that we had befriended, and she became close friends with Ramsey. And this relationship, she seemed to be one who had the fruit of division, even though she had the gifts, quote, of the Holy Spirit. Share a little bit about this girl and how she had the ability just to appear like she was anointed by the Lord. We learned some valuable lessons through this test. But she could tell you things that the Holy Spirit would say. And so it was very confusing because she thought she was a godly woman just by the appearance and through the gifts that she operated in.
You bet. And I wouldn't trade that experience for anything because it smartened me up real fast. It grew me up very quickly to spiritual warfare and understanding how crafty the enemy can work. I would have thoughts of opening up a drawer and saying, wow, you know, I really need some new undergarments. And that would just be in my mind. I wouldn't even say it out loud. And lo and behold, the phone would ring and she'd say, you know, during my quiet time, the Lord told me that you need some new undergarments. And so such and such place has an incredible sale, great quality, cheap price. You go in, you pick it out, you put it at the register. They'll tell me how much it costs. My hands won't even be in it other than handing the right amount of money. And I'm thinking, okay, that's kind of clean. And there'd be other times where I would walk into a store and I'd see a pretty little hair piece and I'd say, oh, that is so pretty. I would love that. But children first, you know, and I wouldn't get it for myself. And sure enough, it would show up at my doorstep with a little love note from her saying, hey, just thinking about you, saw this, and wanted to bless you today. And so countless things. She'd even tell me about some of my family members that she had never met before. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this girl's really hearing from God. This is incredible, phenomenal.
So this was kind of the initiation of this relationship, that this girl appeared to be a very godly girl and could really hear from the Lord. And then there came a time when another friend of ours, with a friend of mine, she needed some help moving to a new location, a new apartment, and he offered to help her. And this is where the problems began, is that she accused my friend of making a sexual advance on her. And she had laid such a groundwork of trust and that she was a godly woman that you had believed her side of the story, and I believe my friend as being a godly man and would not do that. So it began to bring division because you sided with her and I sided with my friend.
And the reason why you could side with him over your wife was because you had spent such quality time with him that you knew the ins and outs of who he was and his stand for righteousness and wanting to be a godly man that would not fall into sex sin. And that's why you could so boldly say, no, I believe him. Yeah. And the reason why I was lured into believing her was because she wasn't forcing me to believe her side. She wasn't being aggressive with it. She was just simply laying it out and saying, I understand if you have to choose with your husband. And, you know, she didn't force anything. And so it just took off that type of pressure. But the division between you and I, without trying to make it fester or grow, just kept growing and growing and growing.
And I knew this needed to be resolved. And I was getting ready to leave for work one day, and she had come over early in the morning, and she said, you said to me, you said, before you leave, could you just listen to her side of the story? So I said, sure. So I parked the car and went inside, and we sat down on a couch and love seat, and we were talking with her, and she began to describe this story about what happened. And once she finished telling the story, I looked over at you, and I said, Ramsey, are you sure this is the way it happened? And you said, well, yes, I'm sure. And I said, well, are you 100% sure this is exactly the way it happened? And we said, yes. And I said, well, how can you be 100% sure you weren't there? And at that point, she looked over at me and said, well, can you be 100% sure Jesus hung on the cross? You weren't there. And at that moment, I felt like a twinge of manipulation, like this. Something was going on. She was trying to manipulate me to believing something according to her story. And she said, well, I've got to go now. And she walked in front of me. And as she walked in front of me, out of underneath my breath, the words came out, you witch. And I thought, what did I just say? What was that just came up? And at that very moment in time, she left the house. And I said, Ramsey, we need to go pray. And so we went back to the back bedroom. And I said, and the Lord just gave me some wisdom at this moment that we needed. And I said, you know, it really doesn't matter who's right or wrong. What we need to understand is our relationship is being tested right now. And the most important thing is that we pass the test. So I said, can we just agree on this one thing? And if there's nothing else we can agree at this moment in time, can we just agree that we pass the test? And so that's what we did. We held hands and we said, Lord, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. What really matters is that we pass this test. You put us together, and the enemy's trying to divide it, and we need to pass this test of unity right now. And that is the beginning of God beginning to open our eyes to what was really going on. And it was a very important step, was to humble ourselves and say, it's okay if I'm not right. It's okay if I'm not right, the other side. And it really doesn't matter. Really,
pride. Because we're on the same team.
That's right. We're on the same team. And pride will say, well, I need to be right. But humility says I don't need to be right. We need to fulfill God's purpose right now for our lives together.
You know what it kind of reminds me of is a three-legged race. It really doesn't matter who is carrying the weight of a three-legged race. I used to always win three-legged race competitions because I understood how to do it. And your middle legs are tied together, and the stronger of the two is supposed to carry the one that is not strong at that moment, right? And the other one just needs to follow and allow that leg to move with the stronger person's lead, and then their outside leg goes at the appropriate time, which is different from the inside leg. So anyway.
Yeah, so you have to work as a team or else you're going to fall.
You do. And you really don't mind who's taking the lead as long as you make that finish line and you don't trip each other and drag each other and hurt each other.
Because you both lose if you fall.
That's right.
So in this state of trying to find out what was going on, my friend had told us that he would come over and share his side of the story. So we sat there that night and he shared his side of the story. And the most interesting thing was that this woman had prepared Ramsey on what this man was going to say. And he even went to the point of saying that now he'll raise his hand and he'll say, "Lightning, strike me dead if I'm lying to you." And so, well, just like this girl said, everything was happening just as she said it would.
Like 4 or 5 different points.
It was unbelievable. And so it was almost like she was confirming that she was right. Mm-hmm. And so his testimony, even though it was true, was actually confirming her testimony, which made you side more with her. And when the whole time I'm just looking at you as he's telling the story, you're just like, you know, like a zombie looking straight ahead, because I'm sure you're thinking about all these things that she was saying, and they're all coming to pass. And so after he got done telling the story, you were just like, "Hello, are you there?" But in the midst of all that, the Lord spoke to you.
He did. He spoke to me and he said, "Burn it all!" And so I had this spark of life come into my look and into my eyes. And I said, Andrew, come here. And I took Andrew back into the back bedroom and I said, "The Lord told me, burn it all." So we gathered up everything that she gave to me as little gifts. We went outside to our side property and we just torched it. We just burnt it. And at that moment, I felt such a release. And I could even see just the flames looked like demons. It was crazy. And I turned to the young man and I said, "Tell me your story once again." And he summed it up. He told me the story. And I said, "I believe you."
And it was amazing because there was an element of witchcraft that was going on through these gifts that she had given her family, that she'd given the children clothing and given you gifts and given me gifts. And when we piled it all up, it reminds me in the book of Acts where they had took all these artifacts of witchcraft and there was a sizable amount of money that these things were worth, but they burned it all together. And there was deliverance that took place when those things were burned. That was a powerful force that the enemy sometimes can have over us through these articles. And so what happened was this connection, this blinding place of blinding, I believe, was taken away. And once he told you the story, it's like this, the light bulbs went on. You're the one telling me the truth. And it's very interesting, the next day, without this girl knowing anything at all, she called you up the next day and she said something to you that was very, like, very strange, I guess you might say.
Yeah, she ended up saying, "I certainly understand that you two are married and that you have to side with your husband." And I had said...
Well, she said, "You know something. You know, don't you?"
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
But she said, "You know, don't you?"
Yeah.
The next morning.
Yeah.
Like she knew something had been broken over you.
That's right.
Yeah. And so this is like she had such an ability to see things. There was a gifting that she had. But when she walked in front of me, I heard the words that came out, "You witch." And I also heard these words, "Anointed by the devil." And so I realized, and the Lord spoke something to me through this whole process. He said, "I didn't say in my word that you would know the Spirit by the gift. I said you would know the Spirit by the fruit." And what it did for me is it made me a USDA fruit inspector. I wanted to know the fruit. It didn't matter the gifting, because there's many people with incredible gifts, and that's exactly what they are. They're just a gift. It's nothing that you did anything to get. It was a gift. And so you have these gifts and you're using them for whatever purpose you want to. But the real thing right now that the Lord is looking for in all of our lives is the fruit. He's wanting to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. And we're all been for so many years, and I traveled with ministries that operated in the gifts, and it's like that's the big thing. But I see the Lord now is he's looking for a bride that manifests his fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so he's sorting through all these things that we've used and operated through, because many times we can use the gifts for our own benefit rather than his benefit. And I'm afraid many ministries now have been in this operation that they've used the giftings that God has given them for their own benefit. And actually, when it turns into our own benefit, it actually turns into the enemy's hands. It's not really for the Lord's hands, because it's not for his benefit. It's not for his purpose. It's for their own purpose. So the enemy uses our selfish ambition to operate in. And And I've just, the reason why I wanted this story to come out is that there's nothing that matters more in our life than relationships and mainly marriages, because the enemy is, I believe, in an all-out onslaught against relationships as marriages and families right now. And we have to humble ourselves and be allow the Lord to do his perfect work in our life. And it's only going to come because we humble ourselves. Pride is a killer. It's a killer of relationships. It's a killer of the anointing of God. And God's looking for humility right now in our relationships. And I know that this is really what matters most right now, because I know that even at times when we've had differences, you share your one of your favorite scriptures, Amos 3:3.
Oh, Amos 3:3, no two can walk together unless they agree. And another favorite scripture is Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule your heart. And to rule means to govern or to empire, that he will call the shots. And if you argue with the umpire, you might be sitting out for the rest of the game or even for the next season. And so those are my two favorites when it comes to strengthening relationship.
Right. And the main thing, too, is that we can't walk together unless we're in agreement. And sometimes we would feel like, well, we need to do this, or I think we need to do this. Well, I think we need to do that. Well, how can you go walk together if you're in disagreement on what you're supposed to be doing? So I said, you know what? The Lord, if he's the Lord of my life, and he's the Lord of your life, then he's the Lord of our marriage. Let's let him exercise his lordship in our relationship, and let's consult him. What does he want? And so we say, well, Lord, you know, I think we need to do this. I know we need to do this. But he thinks we need to do this, or she thinks that we need to do this. What do you think? What should we do? And it's really amazing that he would always correct the one that was wrong. He wouldn't affirm the one that was right and pat him on the back, oh, you're right. There'd always be humility that had to be demonstrated and walked out. And we said, you know, the Lord just corrected me. Yes, you're right. We need to do this. But it was always humility that needed to be demonstrated to walk together. And pride will always divide. Humility will unite. And that's where I believe the Lord's trying to get us right now, is that there's many relationships right now that need humility in their relationship. A lot of pride has divided the relationships, and humility needs to come in. Mm-hmm. And this is the main thing right now I believe the Lord wants in all of us, mm-hmm. is we need to humble ourselves and ask the Lord, Lord, you need to come in and restore us. You need to come in and strengthen us. And the main thing that I was thinking too earlier today is that we need to strengthen ourselves during the good times. Because during the times of testing is find out how strong you really are. You get to find out your weak spots in relationships, in your own life, with your walk with the Lord. They come during the time of testing. And so now's the time, even if your relationship is on cloud nine right now, you need to strengthen your relationship, because the testings are coming. You're not in the test right now, it's on its way. And you just need to be ready for it. Whatever brand it comes in, the type of test. So we have gone through a great testing in the last 3 months, just with all the things that have gone on with the ministry, having entertaining guests here in Panama, to the crusade. But the sweet thing is, through all the testing, is our relationship's never been sweeter. So this is the main thing, is that we're all, God is testing us, but he's refining us through the testing. And there's less and less of us as we go through the test. And I mentioned last week on the program that I had such an incredible example in my own life through Charles Hunter, that I'd never seen anybody that has ever loved and treated his wife in such a way as I watched him treat his wife, Frances. I mean, any man that would carry his wife's purse has got to be a real humble man. But he literally loved her with God's love. And I'm realizing this is what the Lord wants each of us as husbands to do, is that we have to have God's love in our life before we can give it away. And the buck stops here with the man. We can't blame the wife for not respecting us. because it's all really up to us. Are we giving her God's love? And that's one of the things that our prayer was, that we even wrote on our one of our wedding cakes when we got married, is the love God gives to me, I give to you. And that was our heart's desires, that we wouldn't give each other our own selfish love, but we would give each other God's love, because that's really what we're looking for. We're really looking for God's love, which is unconditional, and it never ends and never fails. And that's been our heart's cry since day one, 8 children ago, and 26 years ago. So this is what God wants in all of our lives right now, is that we have to have God's love to give it away, and that comes from our relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I mentioned those two scriptures about let the peace of God rule your heart. And when I was introduced to this young lady, there was a twinge of lacking peace, like, huh, what's going on here? And then the second scripture is, no two can walk together unless they agree. Do you know, if I was submitted to you back then more like I am now, right? Then I would have been able to have trusted you to say, honey, we're not walking together in this, because you're siding with her, I'm siding with him. And at that point, I would be able to be humble enough to say, you know what? Okay, I don't understand it all. I don't see it all. So I'm going to come underneath your arm of protection, mm-hmm. along your side, and trust that we're not going to make any choices during this time. Mm-hmm. We're going to just see how things play out and not allow it to divide us. And now, if we were to go through it again, we've had many tests in this same exact area, just different people. And now we'd be able to come against it and stand strong together. And then the second thing is that I had finally, the Lord released me shortly after that to call up the deliverance ministry team at that particular church. And I said, level with me, what's going on with this person? And the lady paused for a moment and said, you know, the Lord told me to flat out tell you everything. She's dabbling, she's into witchcraft. And so at that moment, just a light bulb went off at how clever the enemy can be, and a proper balance between, do I tell somebody who they're mingling with, or do I wait and allow the Lord to teach them something from it? And that has been a very careful balance in my life now when I see people engaging with certain relationships. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a time where it is up to us to intervene and say, hey, look, this is what you're dealing with. And there's a time to sit back and pray covering, that they learn a powerful lesson from it.
Yes. And we look back now and we say, you know, I would never trade that experience for anything.
You bet.
Because it was such a valuable lesson that we needed, that has been used in many times, that other situations, that experience has been a foundation for understanding what's going on with other people and other manipulative spirits that were being operated in, and it's kept others from being manipulated like we were trying to be that one time. You know, you were talking about submission, and I woke up this morning early, as sometimes the Lord wakes us up, and this word came to me this morning. Our safety is our submission. Our security is our submission. A lack of submission will result in a lack of safety and security. Pride will manifest and result in a lack of submission. Pride will ultimately manifest a resistance to the grace of God. Humility will ultimately manifest the grace of God. The grace of God will manifest the ultimate safety and security we all desire and so desperately need. Pride will manifest in our own safety and security. The work of our own hands is the manifestation of our own pride and selfishness, and will never stand the test of the unknown. The test of the unknown will destroy the work of our own hands. Who will stand in that day and in that hour? Only those that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All others will be washed away in that hour the unknown arrives. And I was thinking about this, that, you know, all of us make our plans of what we think is going to happen, but the unknown factor is where all of us get caught, because we don't know everything. We don't know the future. We don't know that the decisions that we make today, how it will affect tomorrow. I know someone right now that his wife feels like she would be better without him, but she doesn't know the unknowns. She doesn't know what that decision to divorce her husband will have an effect on their child. And these are the unknown factors. We think sometimes we are doing the right thing, but many times we haven't really consulted the Lord. What do you think, Lord? What do you think I should do? Because I don't have the ability to know the future. Only you do. So I want to make sure that the decisions I make today are in alignment with you. So we have a few more minutes here, but Ramsey, what do you, anything else that you want to share just from your experience of the power of prayer and the unity that we all need in our relationship? I know that the Lord has done many things with you recently, and I know that you have some words, and maybe we'll share that maybe next week, because our time may be running out here on this week's program. But I know that you have some words the Lord's been speaking to you in the early morning hours, and I want to give you an opportunity to share those, and I think probably we'll do the next week's program and then share some of these words that the Lord's been giving you as well.
Okay, so 30 seconds, I'll sum up what's on my heart is... the arguments that husbands and wives have are like the playground arguments that we see little children have. My daddy's bigger than yours.
My daddy's bigger than yours.
Yeah, it's, and we just kind of look and giggle and laugh and say, how cute. You know, the Lord is saying the same about our arguments, our situations, our divisions. And he is saying, just like you parents can see through those piddly little arguments, same God can see through ours. And if we would just humble ourselves enough to say, God, I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do. This seems like a huge mess. You've got the answers. I need you to help me. And then grab a hold of that beautiful, wonderful, incredible spouse of yours, or maybe it's a handsome spouse of yours. Just grab hands and humble yourselves before the Lord and say, we're in a mess. We need you to help. And you'd be amazed at how God can just take that division and crack it open and dissolve it immediately. Just as long as you humble yourself.
That's right. That's the key, is to humble ourselves. You know, that's the ingredient for grace. And we all need God's grace in everything that we do, whether it be relationships or business or whatever, just life. And when we're so proud that we can't ask for help or humble ourselves to say, look, I've been a big mess and I've been a contributor in this problem that we're having right now, then God can come in. And this is what we need right now. So I want to encourage you, if you are going through trials and tribulations right now in relationships, is humble yourself, grab hands with that person, and just ask God to intervene in your life and ask him for his grace to come in and just solve the situation, and you'll see God do amazing things in your life. So I want to thank you again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4, thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.